It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA Music Mix.
Welcome back after the long weekend. Hope you enjoyed your break and you're feeling refreshed and ready for a brand new week together. Today is the first day that we will be giving away the Now 51 CD and Mandatory Fun, which is a Weird Al Yankovic's new album. Both of those up for grabs all throughout the month of August. Happy August to you. I'm Larry London, and we welcome you to our very first program of the week and our first request of the show. Tay in Ethiopia wants us to play Michael Jackson, Wanna Be Starting Something on Border Crossings.
Yeah.
Crossings, and that's Michael Jackson wannabe starting something. Michael would have turned 56 on August 29th, and he passed away in June 2009. That is a request from Tay in Ethiopia listening to the show. They put out an album a couple of months ago of Michael's music recorded right before his death, and the album is called Escape. We gave it away on Border Crossings. It's still doing well on the charts, still quite popular among Michael's fans. The first single off the album was a duet with Justin Timberlake. And there's a number of different songs on the album recorded with a number of different people, including a song, I understood, that Justin Bieber participated in, which is kind of interesting. This is before Justin Bieber actually got big and you know, took off. But he recorded a song with Michael at some point, and that is on the new Escape album as well. And as I mentioned last week in the news, the Neverland Ranch is probably going up for sale. Now the mortgage company, the real estate company that has the title to it, is not sure if they want to do this or not. Initially, they said, we're going to put it up for sale. We're going to sell it for $60 million, although it's worth about $23 million right now. But they're not sure they're going to do this because the family is really opposed to this. The Jackson estate have released a statement saying they're saddened and disappointed. And they hope that the house doesn't get sold. But it's a gigantic property that's just sitting there collecting dust and not really doing anything else. My name's Larry London. We are glad you're with us here on Border Crossings. Monday is underway, starting off a new week. You can call 202-619-2077 to join the program and participate in our giveaway, 202-619-2077. The studio number, it's now on and open and working, and it will for the hour. You can email bordercrossings at voa.gov. You can go to twitter.com and send a tweet to bcvoa or facebook.com/voa Larry London and become a fan of our page like Aurora Ibrahimaj has done. And Aurora is a very beautiful girl. I was looking at her Facebook page. Beautiful eyes. The eyes are very revealing. So, Aurora, welcome to our family. Binyam Tesfe, Mela Maska Neboth, Haile Kasa, Michael Ashiber, Fiktre Lema. So, thank you for tuning in. And Yok Ang, who is in Thailand. So, I'm glad that we've got some Thai fans tuned into our show. Sawadika. That's what I say. Sawadika. I learned that when I was in Thailand. Glad to have you tune into our program. All right, coming up next, King in Nigeria requested this song. And this is one of Dolly Parton's most recognized hits from 1980. That was the year that she recorded this song from the film that she starred in called 9 to 5. So here's Dolly Parton for King in Nigeria, 9 to 5 on Border Crossings.
Out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way. Step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and you never get the credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, yeah, they got you where they want you. There's a better life and you think about it, don't you? It's a
I remember when I first met you, sipping coffee in a corner booth. You were twirling your hair and I just had to stare for a minute or two. I was laughing at your stack of books, then you shot me that smile. Hey, beautiful girl, in your own little world, let me in it. You got all of my attention, you ain't even trying. Yeah, you're my kind of different, and I've never seen nothing, nothing like you. Shades all spinning in the summer rain, dancing when there ain't no music. Just the right kind of crazy, but baby, something about you. Rocking that rock and roll t-shirt, whole party dressed up, but you just doing your thing. Ain't nobody ever seen nothing like you. When you're wearing them worn out jeans, purple untied shoestrings, you're a light in the dark and you're stealing my heart like a gypsy. I love the way that you kiss me in front of everybody. So baby, come and kiss me. They ain't never seen nothing, nothing like you. Shades on spinning in the summer rain.
Border Crossings here on The Voice of America, Dan and Shay. Dan Smyers and Shay Mooney. And that song is called Nothing Like You. It's a request from Joseph Agba Joe, who is listening to our program today. And he requested that song for all country music lovers who are tuned in to Border Crossings. Dan Smyers was with a group called Bonaventure. And they're both from Nashville, but he's always done country music. However, Shay Mooney used to be a rapper and used to work for T-Pain on the Nappy Boy record label. So, before he met Dan Smyers and decided, hey, I'll make a living doing country music if that's what brings in the rent check. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings, and happy to have you with us as we ease on into a new week together. And we've got a lot of great music to play for you this week and for today. And here's a birthday request. And this comes to us from Shadia Fatia, who writes in and said, hello, Larry. I would like to hear a song which is from Celine Dion called I'm Your Angel, and it's for my husband's birthday. So I want to dedicate it to Prince Okello Ibrahim from Shadia Fatia here in Kuwait. And I want to say happy birthday, my dear, and listen to the song, and I'll be waiting. Well, here you go, Shadia and Okello. Enjoy this song on Border Crossings, and happy birthday. Have to do.
Show you a better day.
And you'll see
Border Crossings and a request from Ben Kanu, and that is the Eagles for Ben and his father, Papa Ali Ben Kanu of Wilberforce Village. It's the Eagles, and love will keep us alive. I'd like to say hello to Cisse, who is in Ethiopia listening. Everybody who tunes in Kigali, Rwanda on 104.3 FM, and also to all our listeners tuned in to Sheger FM. Thank you so much. And thanks to all our other affiliates and our listeners, whether you're tuned in on shortwave or the internet, however it is you listen to us, we're glad you're with us here on Border Crossings on the Voice of America. And before we heard from the Eagles, we heard Celine Dion and R. Kelly. R. Kelly made a surprise appearance over the weekend at a very big music festival. And that music festival is called Lollapalooza. It's the 10th year that they had this in Chicago. And R. Kelly jumped up on stage with another rap artist and came on as a guest. Seems like that happens all the time. You know, the people who are performing bring a celebrity friend on stage along with them. Eminem was the headliner. He brought Rihanna on stage. And the crowd went crazy. They weren't expecting to see Rihanna. Rihanna and Eminem are going out on tour together this week for just three shows. Only three concerts. It's called the Monster Tour because they had a monster hit with the song. So they're going to do three shows in three different cities. But they were kind of promoting that at the big festival. Rihanna also has a new perfume fragrance coming out, which is called Rogue Man. And it follows up her female fragrance, which she put out last year, called Rogue. And those perfumes make a lot of money. You know, she made, on her very first one, Rebel de Fleur, she made $80 million in 2011. In 1 year, on perfume fragrance sales. Now, that's a lot of good-smelling people. $80 million to buy that perfume fragrance. Okay, we're going to hear from Rihanna a little later on this hour. It's time now to get to a Justin Bieber request for Saidu Muhammad Ali, who listens to us. And he tunes in Nigeria. And he says, dedicate a song from Justin Bieber to all of my friends here in Nigeria from me, Saidu Muhammad Ali, and I'll do that for you. He also says, happy Salah Eid al-Fitr, which is the celebration, the end of Ramadan, which we celebrated last week. And I've got some Justin Bieber news for you before we play the song. Justin Bieber has been in this tiff, this fight with an actor. You might remember him, you know, he's been in a number of different films. Orlando Bloom, Pirates of the Caribbean, he was in, you know, that film series. He's been in a couple of others. Orlando Bloom and Justin, not too happy with one another right now. They met up in a club earlier last week in Spain. Justin said something he really shouldn't have. He, you know, you got to have a little class every once in a while. Orlando Bloom was married to a Victoria's Secret supermodel, whose name is Miranda Kerr. And that marriage lasted a short time. And apparently Justin dated Miranda or was romantically linked to her or had a one-night stand. I don't know what it was. But nonetheless, he saw Orlando in the club and said, hey, Orlando, how's Miranda? And Orlando didn't like that. And I wouldn't have either. Talking about my ex-wife and some other guy making some snide comment. So Orlando took a swing at him and missed him. There were bodyguards all around. And, of course, there were also video cameras rolling that caught this on film, which went on TMZ. And then the story continues. It hasn't ended yet. The story continues. Friday night, Justin was having a party, or he was joining a party in Ibiza, Spain, Friday night. And when he got in, he told the bouncers at the door, do not let Orlando Bloom in this club while I'm here. And I don't know why he gets to have that power and authority to tell the club who they can and can't let in. But the club listened to him. So Orlando showed up and said, you know, he was told, sorry, you can't come in. So, you know, I don't know. I'm sure this isn't over yet. We will hear more. Here's Justin Bieber and a request from Saidu Muhammad Ali called Bigger.
Mafia. No more paperwork. Big enough.
Crossings, and that's Enrique Iglesias, who's going out on tour in September. That is a request from Himanshu Nursing Home. And that is where you can find the twins, a couple of very good friends of ours over the years, the two doctors, the Sisodia twins. And they send that out to their friend, Aditha Pratika, who's in Tamil Nadu, India. And they say we wish her all the best for her new start, because she's going to college. So nothing like college to begin your career path and your life and your journey into adulthood. So thank you very much for the request for Enrique Iglesias, who apparently, I mean, has been on and off with tennis star Anna Kournikova. We don't know. We know they've been dating and romantically linked and living together and whatnot for a dozen years. But there was a rumor that they broke up, and I'm not sure what's going on with that. But the New York Post caught a picture of the two of them in Midtown Manhattan last week, having dinner together, holding hands and kissing, and looking very, very much in love and very happy. So who knows? And a couple of things Enrique has just announced, in addition to the tour that starts in September, his concert performances will include a show in Egypt. And he's very excited about that. On August 9th, which is coming up this weekend, he is headed to perform in Egypt at the five-star resort called the Gulf Porto Marina, which has as a backdrop pyramids. Absolutely gorgeous resort, hotel, and he's going to perform there on August 9th. Also, we were talking a little bit ago about perfume fragrances and Rihanna's new perfume coming out. Guess who else has a perfume fragrance? Enrique Iglesias. He's getting in the fragrance business, too. He's going to put out his fragrance this month, and it's called Adrenaline. And it will be a whole line of scents. Big Al, you might want to go get some of this stuff. It includes deodorant. It includes perfume, shampoo, and all kinds of stuff. And it's called Adrenaline. So look for it in the stores later on this month from Enrique Iglesias. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings with requests and dedications. In a few minutes from right now, we will give away the first Listener of the Day prize package, which is the Now 51 CD and the Mandatory Fun CD from Weird Al Yankovic. And that's coming up before the end of this hour. We're going to give two CDs away every day to one lucky listener all throughout the month of August. Here's a Facebook request for Dut Gak. I think I'm saying that correctly. Dut Gak, who is listening right now and wants the song dedicated to Thomas Smocker for his son, Riel, who's celebrating a birthday in Australia. And thank you, Dut Gak. Here is your request. This is Kanye West with Rihanna, and the song is called All of the Lights.
All of the Lights.
Dead. She called the feds. I did that time and spent that bread. I'm headed home. I'm almost there. I'm on my way, headed up the stairs. To my surprise, a replacing me. I had to take him to that ghetto university.
All of the lights,
cop lights, flashlights, spotlights, strobe lights, street lights.
All of the lights, all of the lights.
Life, drug life, thug life, rock life. Take me back, I'll be more supportive. I made mistakes, I bumped my head, and court sucked me dry. I spent that bread, she need a daddy. Baby, please, can't let her grow up in that ghetto university.
All of the lights.
Cop lights, flashlights, spotlights, strobe lights, street lights.
All of the lights, all of the lights.
Fast life, drug life, thug life, rock life.
Go and get your own.
Crossings. His real name is Cecil Campbell. We know him as Eni Kamoze. He says that means Mountain of the True God. and a song that he released back in 1995, a huge hit, Here Comes the Hot Stepper, which is a request from Kings Javemi, who's listening, and said he wanted a song called La 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 La. So that's what we came up with. I hope that's the song you were looking for, Here Comes the Hot Stepper. Sometimes we take the words out of a song and we have to make sense out of it because we don't have the title to work with. But Eni Kamoze, you got that part of it right. And Eni's got a new EDM out. It's the EDM remix of the song, which is called Here Comes the Hot Stepper. So get that EDM and you can check it out. I'd like to say hello to Sam Zanunga, who listens in Georgetown to our program and checked in on Facebook, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. It's time now for our big CD giveaway. We have two CDs to pass along to a lucky listener of the day. The Now That's What I Call Music Volume 51 CD, along with the Weird Al Yankovic Mandatory Fun CD. Today, our lucky listener of the day is Megan in Kuwait. So, hey, congratulations, Megan in Kuwait. You are the winner. You get the CDs, and you get to hear Beyoncé. Single Ladies, Megan in Kuwait, please let us know your mailing address so that we can get you your CDs. Megan called in and entered our contest. We need the mailing address. She says that song, Single Ladies, Beyoncé for her ex-boyfriend. There are lots of rumors around Beyoncé, lots of news about Beyoncé. First of all, we know that they have been getting counseling online, according to a lot of different sources. We hear that the marriage is in trouble. We now hear that the two of them are staying in separate hotels on their On the Run tour. It's not enough staying in separate rooms. They're in separate hotels. That's how things have gotten, according to the, you know, the tabloids and the reports that are in on that. And there's also a rumor that the tour is going to end soon, before it finishes, because they're faking that they're happy together and they're not really happy together. So there's concern in Europe about the tickets that were bought and people wanting to get their refunds and will they get their money back. There's also a report that Beyonce is going to open up the MTV Video Music Awards show on August 24th without Jay-Z. She's going to do it by herself solo, and she's going to be honored on the show. So all of these reports are floating around. Here's something that is a fact. She is re-releasing with Nicki Minaj the song Flawless. And in the re-released version of the new song Flawless, she mentions the elevator incident. In the song, it says, of course, sometimes stuff goes down when it's $1 billion on the elevator. That's one of the lyrics in there, talking about the elevator, with Solange and Jay-Z fighting while Beyonce stood there and watched. Hey, thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings, and thank you for all the requests and dedications and for entering our CD giveaway. We'll do it again tomorrow at 1500 Universal. I want to thank Big Al for his help behind the board. We got Mason answering phones and Mary producing the entire show. I'm Larry London. I'll see you again tomorrow here on Border Crossings. This is the VOA Music Mix Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.